Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hello.
Hello.
I just got to check that I don't control my mic today because my mic broke.
Yeah, broke mic.
There it is. Yeah, we got this going.
All right.
It'll be happening. We got your Grammy recap coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation, along with love letters to Kelly in about an hour 30. Yeah, it's our Monday edition. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com, and we'll hook you up with some love expertise from the Kelly Raspberry.
You hugging the letters out?
Yes, I am. I can pass them off. I have selected mine already.
Yeah, we might have a bunch of, yeah, you should dump them letters going on today.
Why are people being so bad to other people?
Dudes are just not doing their work right, Jenna.
Well, it's after Christmas. I think, you know, after Christmas, you make
breakup
decisions.
Season?
You make decisions. Eh, this is not really doing anything. New year, new guy, new girl, whatever, and people break up.
Yeah, you're trying to get out before Valentine's Day, save a little bit of money.
Yeah. It is a lot of holidays back to back. What happened to the summer love holiday?
That's coming up later.
There's nothing in summer.
Yeah,
no,
summer.
No,
to
summer,
celebrate.
You gotta go to the pool. You gotta get in beach pool shape.
Yeah,
and then you scouting, you trolling.
Right now, you just gotta be in hot tub shape.
Right,
and then later on, you get pool shape. There you go.
Yeah. We have broken it down for you.
Hey, we got your winter warm up this week. We want you to visit Florida, thanks to visitflorida.com. We're giving you a winter warm-up thanks to them. You can get out of the cold, head on off to sunny Florida. All you got to do to win. Listen weekdays for the chance to win a trip for two to Beacon South Beach in Miami. You're going to wait for us to tell you that day's temperature at Beacon South Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's what we tell you. You can't just go online and look up what the temperature is, because we're going to tell you what it currently is.
Okay.
Right now, it's 73 this morning.
Okay.
So that's nice. For you today. 73. Imagine that, waking up, walking outside. You don't need a jacket. You don't need a shirt. Now go to kidnation.com.
Shirts.
I guess so. You can go to kidnation.com by noon central and fill in your info and the temperature of the day. One winner is going to be drawn from all the correct answers that day. And if you win, we're flying you and a guest to Miami. You get a four-day mid-size car rental, three-night stay at the Beacon South Beach, which is just steps away from the beach. Steps.
I love Miami.
How many steps?
I'm going to guesstimate 34.
34 steps.
That feels really good. I don't know, but that's what I'm guessing. That's right. Based on the pictures.
Okay. What were you supposed to answer? Yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
How many steps?
Mm-hmm. You'll also be close to Miami's best shopping, dining, and nightlife district, because we've been down there. It's all right there. Mm. You might even run into DJ Khaled.
Thank you. VisitFlorida.com.
Yeah. Thank you. 73 this morning. There you go. Go to kidnation.com and fill that in. Man, I had one of those days yesterday. You know where you wake up and you know you should stay home because everything could possibly go wrong?
What do you mean? You just had a bad feeling?
Yeah, things just start going. It's like a domino effect where you have a case of the bad lucks.
Usually starts with when you stub your toe when you get out of bed in the morning.
Did that.
When you get an injury.
100%
right
did that.
When you get out.
On the way into the bathroom, I stubbed my toe.
Yeah.
So then I'm in a bad mood.
Okay.
Just based on that. So I go sit down to eat some breakfast. My wife made delicious eggs. And I'm eating them on my traditional Mexican dishes that my grandparents, my biological grandparents, gave me as a gift when I first met them.
Okay.
Now, these are handmade, so they mean a lot to me.
Are they blue and white?
Yep.
Oh,
you've seen them, right?
Oh, I love those.
From Oaxaca.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Handmade. Some lady spent time making this over the fire, whatever she did. I don't know how she made them, but she made them. And something happened. It slipped out of my hand, and I saw it slowly fall to the ground.
Oh, no.
And I like sunny side up eggs, so it's a lot of runny yolk going on in there. Just shatters.
Oh, no.
All over my wife's favorite carpet.
Oh, no.
My dish is gone. Now my
plate's broke?
It broke. Mm. One of them. And we only have four. And these are, you know, these mean a lot to me. So I broke it. I'm like, dang it.
Not anymore.
It's already, this day's already off to a bad start. So we decide, let's get out of the house because I'm clearly going to break our house.
Let's go break someone
else's.
Yeah.
And we go to this place that has video games in it. For the kids, Nirvana it's called.
Per your Instagram story, I saw that it looked like you guys are sitting at a restaurant table.
Yeah.
But you're all looking at something, and then you flash to the wall, and there's a huge television screen that you're playing video games on at your own table.
Every booth has a console and everything.
Whoa.
On the way out there, I'm driving my wife's car, and I'm following the directions, and I made a right-hand turn. It looked like I was just making a normal right-hand turn. Next thing you know, my car's airborne.
What?
I'm hopping up on something like
dramatic. Okay.
Yeah, well, not like all four wheels off the ground, but
if, like Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, it literally felt that way because I don't know where this came from or who created this road, but there's like a little peninsula of concrete.
A median.
Right.
No, it's not even a median. I'm on the far right lane. It should just be clear running. I don't know where this came from. It's just an island of just concrete. My wife didn't even see it. No markings. We're up on this thing in front of everyone. Wow. There's restaurants right there. I'm embarrassed. Everybody's looking like, oh, look at this idiot on
you
the
car. You flipped your car over, huh?
I don't know, but I was embarrassed, so I went as far as I could possibly to not park by the restaurant.
Far down the peninsula?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got off of it finally. We get into the restaurant. I'm embarrassed. Somebody noticed it. They're like, there's a guy that was on the concrete.
Yeah, that's you.
I walk in. We're playing our video game. I get my first, you know, my glass, my drink.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm so into this video game. They put it in between me and my controller that when I beat Kaysen at something, man. I pulled it back.
Oh, man.
All this within 10 minutes. Everything falls on me. Just all the water.
Go back home. Well, go somewhere.
You're hungover. That's what's going on.
I wasn't hungover.
No?
No.
Usually that just throws your whole day off.
I was so... It fell off and it shattered. Everybody stopped playing their video games and stared at me.
It shattered?
The glass shattered.
What in the world?
Everybody's staring at me and I'm just sitting there going like, why? And I just got to sit there like I peed my pants.
Yeah.
I ain't not having a good day, buddy.
I was.
But did you beat your son at the video?
Oh, I did beat him. And then I bit my tongue and my cheek on the same side.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. I bet you were a pleasure to be around last night.
I was so grumpy yesterday.
Yeah.
But I'm better this day.
All right, so new day.
I didn't crash or anything. We've all had those days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or nothing's going right.
Oh, I take out all the cones when I'm pulling up to park somewhere. It happened to my girlfriend and I the other night. Mackenzie was driving. We pulled up to a restaurant. All these people are outside.
Yeah.
And they go, you missed one. We took out all the cones. Like 10.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Say, yes, but I'm so cute.
It doesn't help that your kids notice when you screw up. Because my son was telling me how I can't drive and I'm not allowed to hold water anymore.
Does it hurt your feelings when your kids insult you?
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, I'm supposed to insult you.
Yeah. No, it's the other way around.
I'm the dad.
Point out what they screwed up.
Sucks to be me. We should bring this back.
Could we?
Except I would have needed a whole 3 minutes to do my song. Yeah. It sucks to be me. Yeah, we should bring this back.
That's a bit we used
it reminded
to
me of
a
that.
Long time ago when people call up and tell us about why it sucks to be them.
It just feels good to get it off your chest.
Oh, no, it was just us.
No, it sucks to be me. So you say why it sucks to be me.
Right.
Yeah. Because we all have things that go wrong over the weekend.
Oh, sure.
That way you get it off. Done. Don't think about it anymore. Did you have a good weekend, Kelly?
We did. It was very, very busy. We went out pretty much every day, every night we had something going on. I guess the biggest thing we had was this black tie event. I went to a charity fundraiser. It was a masquerade ball for kids, teen trip. And my husband and I, someone said, we're going to have our masks painted on instead of, you know, having to worry about those masks are uncomfortable sometimes and sweaty. You can't really see through them.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're
like, okay, we'll do that. And so we went and did that together. Didn't ask beforehand how much it was going to be. So that was like, okay.
That would have been your sucks to be me.
It was a lot. So, but yeah, it was fun. We did that together. But then that night, I wasn't in the mood to drink. So yeah. I just didn't have anything. Got home, which was good. I felt good Sunday, but couldn't get the makeup off. And my husband, he was like pulling his eyes. I was like, stop. And I was giving him oil. I was giving him makeup wipes. I was giving him everything. Q-tips, pads. Couldn't get it off. He had so much black eyeliner and stuff on.
You used that micellar water?
We used everything.
Man, your guys' mask looks so cool. It looks like...
It was lace glued on our faces. And then he said, I want a kind of a Batman effect. So she gave him like little Batman ears. And
it looks like, like a sexy Batman mask.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Like lacy underwear.
At church, he literally went with black eyeliner on. He couldn't get it. Like the stuff that's like inside the rim.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going to church with a rock star. It was kind of cool.
Now, when you say you bought these masks, I'm sure you went in there not expecting it because you said you weren't expecting it to be expensive.
Right. It was somebody's time in artistry, so you pay for their talent.
Yeah. But you went in there blind without knowing what it was going to be? What you should have asked prior to going in there?
It's always good to know ahead of time.
Yeah.
How much did you guys spend?
I'm not telling you.
Was it a lot?
Very nosy.
Oh, that must mean it was
very nosy.
Well, see, Kelly's so thrifty that if it would have been $25, it could be anywhere from $25 up.
But then we did something really fun after church. Alan and I went house hunting just for like daydreaming.
You guys going to move?
Well, we're just daydreaming right now. because, you know, when we got married, he moved into my house, and now it's our house, but it'd be fun to do something and buy a house together, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So we went daydreaming yesterday, and that was a lot of fun. And then he made me go to the gym. Well, he didn't make me. He asked me to go to the gym with him. I don't know if he's going to ask me again.
Why not?
How'd it go?
How do you think it went?
What happened to good positive Kelly?
I do it. But I was telling him, I was like, there's not one person in here looks like they're having fun. Everybody is.
You're working out.
I know, but nobody looks like they're enjoying it. They all look miserable, and it's hard. And so he's filming me. Every time I turn around, he's got that camera in my face, because he thinks it's funny, my little bad attitude working out.
Oh, the honeymoon period.
I don't know if he's going to ask me again.
Were you guys actually lifting weights, or you guys just do cardio?
We were just doing weights.
Weights?
We were doing, he would get a little arm, a little leg.
Yeah.
Free weights.
And he did all my, it's really, the machines are so well advanced now. You just flip a switch and instead of having to load the weights on and off, you just flip a little switch and that's it.
See, how could you have a bad attitude when it's that easy?
Oh, when it comes to working out, I have a bad attitude. Kelly.
Yeah.
But I did look pretty cute when I looked back at the video, so I might try it again.
That means a lot. I mean, working out with
good
workout clothes. I'll go buy workout clothes to give me incentive to go work out.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm going to be looking right. I hope.
Did you get in the gym this week, Al?
No.
This weekend?
No. I did my 3 days in a row last week.
Yeah.
And so this week, I'm going for 4. But I didn't make it over the weekend at all. I didn't make it over the weekend.
That was the first time I've set foot in a gym probably in 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
I just haven't been going.
Jenna, you hit the gym this weekend, didn't you?
What do you think? I actually hung a boxing bag in my...
got one now?
Guest bedroom. That's not a guest bedroom. Yeah. I have one other extra bedroom, but I don't want any guests, so I made it a little mini gym.
Jenna, found good deals on boxing bags.
Yes, yeah. Really? Actually, you can buy damaged ones at a lot of the boxing gyms if they're not... they have to get rid of them if they have, one tear, which looks cool.
Always go used when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah,
put some duct tape on. That means it just looks used.
Go in there, jump rope, and hit the bag, and I'm good.
Yeah. I told you, back in the day, my mom used to buy our mattresses from hotels.
Oh.
From the hotels would get rid of their old mattresses.
Oh.
You can get them for like...
Not totally the same thing as the boxing bag.
No. What? They both have duct tape on them?
I don't know if I want a hotel. I don't want a hotel mattress.
By the way, I'm getting word that the videos on Alan's Instagram story are pretty hilarious of Kelly working
really?
Out. Yeah, it'll put a smile on your face is what
it will.
Our boy Trey is telling me right now.
Oh, you saw it, Trey?
Yeah, Trey saw it. He liked it. Yeah, he's feeling it.
Yes, it's on my... If you can find my husband's Instagram.
You can find him through Kelly. If you want to find any of our social media, go to KidNation.com. All our Instagram, Snapchat, Facebooks, Twitter, all that stuff is up there. We will have to get into who Big Al Mac hung out with this weekend later on in the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, did Al turn the corner?
Did he?
When it comes to the Bumble game?
Is there a marble in there?
There's no marble, but he might have turned the corner. Maybe. Maybe. And we do have to get into what happened at the Grammys last night. There are some shutouts that people were upset about, and there are some people that were just sweeping it. And you know, that was Bruno Mars, but we'll get into the Grammys next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love Letters, Kelly, in less than an hour and a half.
No.
We'll hook you up. Yeah, I looked at the clock. I was like, wait, yeah. But it's still coming up, so that's good.
It is.
We'll get into...
We'll give it to you when we're ready to give it to you.
We'll get into how Big Al Mac's weekend went. Did he get back on the Bumble game? Is he dipping the toe back in there?
Al showed up early to our event on Saturday night, and I sat with him and looked through his recent Bumble matches. He's been communicating with some ladies. Yeah.
Been communicating, hello.
Been some back and forth, Big Al Mac?
A communicator. Yeah, a little bit, you know. And some of you... It's funny how some you can just say, hi, how you doing? And kind of have 2 or 3 lines, and then you never, ever speak to them again.
And sometimes it just fizzles out, right?
So, yeah. And then some you go a little bit farther. It's only one more step on the phone, but I'd rather text for whatever reason. I just get a phone number out.
I think most girls want that, too.
You know,
they want to see that you want to move it on to them.
Yeah.
Well, women also want to hear your voice.
Right. Well, yeah.
You call them sometimes.
Men have to remember how important that is.
Yeah.
So I think without even... trying or making a plan, it's like 4 or 5 back and forth Bumble correspondence.
Juggling.
Yeah. Then go to the text.
Then?
Four or five of those.
Then
maybe an actual phone call.
And then? Details in about 30 minutes.
Don't be creepy laughing. That's so creepy.
Part of me I feel like part of me will still have you girls will probably be shaking your head.
I'm going to try.
Maybe a little bit.
I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut.
It didn't go badly. It wasn't terrible. I don't think.
See? It wasn't terrible.
That's how I want to leave a first date with the love of my life.
Seriously.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
Okay, I'll tell you about it.
Hey, the first date with the man I ended up marrying was pleasant.
There you go.
It wasn't anything earth-shattering.
And, you know, we had a very nice time. It was pleasant.
And Jenna's getting, or her mom's trying to set her up.
There's some progress with this.
A lot has happened with someone
that my mom
is trying to set you up.
Yeah. Candy's on full setup mode.
Okay.
So we'll see how that went. It was over the weekend, right, where you found out more?
A friend did some investigating, which is a great friend and really funny.
Okay. Investigation done by the friend. That's always crucial. But right now, we got to get into what happened at the Grammys last night.
All right.
We'll kick it off here with the red carpet. A lot of talk going on about the red carpet, especially with... Lil Uzi Vert.
Can we just get to that interview?
Oh, of course we can get to that interview. He did an interview with Juliana Rancic from E! Before the Grammys last night. And he's
a rapper. He was nominated for Best New Artist.
He sings that, right? All My Friends Are Dead.
All My Friends
Push Me to the Edge.
Yes.
Which, the edge of his closet is where he got his outfit, because that was a weird choice.
He's one of those interviews that you're like, this is gold, and this is also really hard to get through.
It went pretty poorly.
Lil Uzi with me now. What's going on?
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah? What are you feeling tonight?
Feeling normal.
Yeah. What are you going to do inside? You excited about what the night's going to bring tonight? And, of course, huge nominations, by the way.
Yeah.
Are you feeling lucky? Feeling good?
This is normal. This is my life. So I was like, whatever.
How will you celebrate if you win this evening?
If I win, I'm going to just think about everything that I'm going to buy the next day. And I like to shop. So, shopping.
What's first on that list? What do you have your eye on, Lil Uzi?
Gosha just dropped a new collab with Burberry. It's very nice. I got to get everything.
What's next for you?
Waking up, eat some Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my.
Favorite interview of the night, Lil Uzi? Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Good to see you, man.
Oh.
That would have been a good time to use championship.
Yeah.
How's it going, Lil Uzi?
Championship. So... if he doesn't win, he's not going to buy stuff? Does money come with a Grammy Award? I don't think so.
No, he's still going to shop. He's just...
That's just how he'll
think. I mean, it kind of does. I guess it's like winning an Oscar.
But you don't walk home with a check, with a Grammy check.
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Okay.
It's recognition.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas ended up breaking our hearts on the red carpet.
Well, these are good. I'm glad I'm seeing these. I didn't see the red carpet, so this is cool.
All right. Nick broke our hearts.
Oh, how so?
Especially if you're a Jonas Brothers fan.
We hung out for a weekend all together.
They asked him, are the Jonas Brothers going to get back together?
Oh. We hung out for a weekend all together, and then I guess our Instagram was restarted or reopened. But I can say right now there's no reunion planned.
Oh.
But I can never say never. You never know what's going to happen.
Of course people are going to think that if the Jonas Brothers account posts a photo.
Well, yeah.
Everybody
That'd
be like
excited.
One Direction doing that, yeah.
It's like, what are you guys doing? But no Jonas Brothers reunion in the near future.
I've never seen a female heard her make these kinds of noises, but Anna was over yesterday when we were watching the red carpet, who does all our video here, and she was making noises like I've never heard when Nick was being interviewed on the red carpet. She was going,
She was loving him.
Oh, she loves him. Loves him.
That's got to be so cool when girls just make those noises at the sight of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never experienced that.
She's so excited.
Must be nice to be Nick Jonas.
You've never made a woman make that noise ever.
Cardi B.
Yeah, man.
I like her. I know some people don't get her. Some people don't appreciate her, but
cool.
I like her.
Yeah, she came in here. She was very cool.
She's inappropriate, but... Yeah.
She doesn't filter what she's going to say.
Says what's on her mind.
She says what's on her mind. And she was just being Cardi B on the red carpet.
Look who I have. Cardi B joining me. Oh, my God. I've been dying to talk to you. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling nervous, overwhelmed, everything.
You feel it all right now.
I feel it all. Butterfly in my stomach and vagina.
Oh, Cardi B. Cardi B.
All right. I wasn't ready for that. Okie dokie.
At least she added a little...
Life to the party.
Something unexpected.
Yeah.
Because everything else was pretty boring.
Yeah, thanks to her and Bruno for livening up the Grammys. Because it was It was intense.
I know hosting's a hard gig, but it was very vanilla.
Yeah.
This is the year for political statements and when I just platform, taking advantage of platforms and putting it out there. And if you don't, you're like, you're disrespecting the opportunity that you had. So it's not just about awards right now in performance.
Right.
You got to say something.
Well, they kicked off the Grammys with Kendrick Lamar with a few songs off of Damn. And U2 helped them out with it.
It's not a place. This country is truly a thought. It offers grace.
The amount of respect Kendrick gets, not just from the hip-hop community, but music in general, mm-hmm. it's cool to see.
Yeah, he's so talented. He says so much in his raps. I wonder if Migos is like, oh, man.
Man.
We don't talk about much.
Dave Chappelle was part of Kendrick's performance. He actually popped up while Kendrick was getting set up for the next song.
I'm Dave Chappelle.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to remind the audience that the only thing more frightening than watching a black man be honest in America is being an honest black man in America. Sorry for the interruption. Please continue.
So they just needed that little bit amount of time to get the next song ready.
He didn't
pop
suck.
Back up again.
He didn't, you know, I was a fan of the TV show, not a fan of his stand-up, but he didn't suck.
And he won.
Well, his stand-up won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ended up winning. And he just got up there and didn't really give a speech.
Very chill.
Dave Chappelle's tough to read sometimes. Like, you want to get to know him, but he never gives you anything personal.
No.
Thanks. That's basically all he said.
I bet he's not a lot of fun to hang out with.
I bet he's not.
He's probably he's just chill.
He talks to a lot of comedians that way.
You know, he lives in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And his wife was sitting next to him. And they have kids. And so in some of his stand-ups where he's not saying inappropriate things about loving Bill Cosby and defending him, he actually talks about his life at home. But he just says things like, you know, I smoke pot and take my kids to school and I hang out at home. Like, that's what he does every day. So I think he just kind of has a regular... He tries to keep it regular, but it doesn't sound that exciting.
He's not keeping a championship.
No.
He's keeping it regular.
Because if you see a comedian like that, you're like, oh, I can't wait. He's going to say something funny. I'm about to be laughing off my butt off for the next 10 minutes while I'm talking to Dave Chappelle. It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that at
right.
all.
Right. They only perform on stage when they're getting paid a lot of money.
James Corden was pretty cheesy for himself. Some of the
things
didn't go over well, and the jokes that he made were really softball. And
it was his second year in a row hosting. Here's his first jokes.
This year, we don't just have the most diverse group of nominees in Grammys history. We also have, for the second year in a row, the least diverse hosts in Grammys history.
I mean, that was fine. I just think, you know.
That's how most of his jokes went.
Yeah, the thing that I just like, I told my husband, oh, let's stop and watch this. Because we were busy doing some stuff in the house. I said, let's watch this skit he was doing with Sting and Shaggy on the subway. They were doing subway karaoke since they were in New York. Why did they do, they could have done that legit and had some really great reactions from real New Yorkers. But they did it with all these actors. And then you got Sting, who I thought was an actor. Shaggy, I'm not sure. It was just bad. I was like, wow. And Alan just got up and walked away.
It was just, flat. Yeah.
It was so, they could have done so much more with that.
Luis Fonsi performed Despacito with Daddy Yankee. Honestly, I was shocked this song or Luis Fonsi didn't win a single Grammy.
I kept waiting on Justin to pop out just to try and surprise everybody.
No, we knew he wasn't going to be there.
I just think the song just burned early, maybe.
I know, but this is voted on by the Grammy. It's not fans, right?
It is. And it was a big seller, but
it broke.
So the judges are looking at something different than the regular radio audience is looking for.
Right.
I'm surprised it didn't win. I'm with you.
I mean,
I'm surprised. I love Bruno Mars, so I'm happy for him, but I'm surprised he swept it how he did.
It broke streaming records. It broke viewership records.
You can argue that.
At least one hooked my dude up.
No.
One of the most popular songs ever.
And
he's
fine.
His
ego may be a little dinged, but he'll go shopping today because he heard about this new Gucci Burberry line.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get everything.
He's gonna be fine.
Yeah, he's going to go with Lil Uzi Vert. James,
fine.
James did have a joke about Despacito. Let's see how this joke went over.
That is a catchy song. I have not heard that song before. I'm telling you, if they can just get that song on the radio, they got a hit in the hands.
Not funny.
Yeah. But then Jim Gaffigan.
We all could have done that joke. I mean, every one of us would have done that same joke. That's what makes it.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't clever.
Every single one of us in this room would have done that same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comedian Jim Gaffigan was probably the funniest one.
Yeah.
Even over James Corden.
Yeah.
I think he should have hosted because he was out there for, what, 15, 30 seconds? And he probably had the best few jokes of the night.
Jim Gaffigan.
Thank you. I've never heard of me either. It is an honor to be nominated for my third Grammy tonight for Best Comedy Album. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Dave Chappelle win.
Which he did.
I do think it was odd he had me write his acceptance speech. But it's great to have comedians here with the musicians. We all have our different connections. I personally have a stronger connection with music. My father was in the group ABBA, and of course, my mother is Elton John. I love you, Mom.
That's pretty funny. That's really funny right there.
I've heard his name.
You know what's funny? It's like, that was really funny.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
His stand-up's funny.
I've heard his name, but I've never gotten into his comedy. I think I need to based on just that.
Maybe he's now funny. You will.
I am going to.
An effective appearance.
In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say I think Jim should have won the Grammy for Best Comedic Album just based on those jokes he gave us there. Cardi B and Bruno Mars, I think, killed the performance of Finesse.
I just love this song.
Really?
I'm not feeling the song.
I'm not feeling the song. I'll just be honest. And you know I love Bruno.
You didn't like it?
No, I'm not. It's not my favorite.
It's like my go-to jam now. I didn't like it at first, and now I think it's just because it's such a 90s feel.
Yeah, and 90s are back in so many ways. Music, I guess musically and fashion-wise.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
The performance where I was like, why are you up there? DJ Khaled with Rihanna. Wild Thoughts. I'm pretty sure.
Who was up there?
Why is DJ Khaled up?
Well, it was his. He produced that song.
That's fine. Sit down and watch your production.
But he's on the song.
Yeah, he's on it.
He says that's right about 10 times. Yes.
Yeah, another one.
Another one.
Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things on rest. Cause you done beat her like the 68 Jets. Diamonds and nothing when I'm shining with you. Diamonds and nothing when I'm shining. Just keep it while I'm back cause they find me sister. I'm too hit to hop around town. Grammy, I know I get wow, wow, wow.
Let's go!
Wow, 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 boss. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild boss.
I mean, like, I feel like DJ Khaled could just be in his seat with the microphone screaming, let's go.
Look at you all judgy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Just
throw the hands up.
There's nothing wrong with a good hype, man.
It's his thing.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered by it.
He had, like, a full dance break.
And bothering JC.
I don't know why. Like, he had his full.
What would you have liked to have seen there?
Like, when they were doing DJ Khaled's dance break, they could have just had the dancer do a cool dance break.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Funny.
But I like his music. I think he's really talented, yeah. I didn't get it. I didn't get why he had his own dance break.
What does he do exactly?
Because he was just doing like that one where you're just
bobbing your head a little bit.
That's what he's got. He worked all day on that.
The airplane?
I didn't get it. I was like, okay, DJ. You go ahead and get yours. Kesha was back on stage at the Grammys. And
boy, that was powerful.
Yeah, Janelle Monáe. That's who spoke, right?
Yeah.
But introing her. Yeah. That was a great speech that she gave. Mm-hmm. And
the performance that led up to that she was leading up to ended up being awesome. I mean, that was one of the most raw performances I've ever seen. Because she was...
That was like Sunday morning church
before. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
She was telling somebody off, man. I hope that person was watching.
Together.
Yeah.
such a great song.
She did so great.
Yeah.
And like, you could hear all the emotion, but she didn't lose control of the song.
It was hard.
Which is hard to do.
It was real emotional. Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of girl power, Alessia Cara won Best New Artist.
Yeah, Alessia Cara.
Really the only female to win a big award of the night.
Yeah. She should have probably won it 2 years ago, because she's been around for a while.
She's been around longer. It seems
when did we interview her first? About two,
like
three,
about 3 years ago. Maybe 3 or 4 years
took
ago.
A minute.
But yeah, I feel like she's been around for a while. She should have won it back then, because I feel like this year could have gone to Khalid. Or
I think she was the most streamed female this year.
But she deserves to be a Grammy winner, because she was everywhere. She's been everywhere. Bruno Mars, he won 6. The 3 top ones went to him.
Yeah, he was the big winner of the night. Jay-Z got shut out.
Ed Sheeran did win a couple Grammys, but he was not there.
People protesting that SZA didn't win.
SZA should have won some,
activity, a lot of Twitter. A lot of weird
non-wins there
and
with
Uzi's
the Grammys.
At the mall.
And Lil Uzi didn't win either, Al.
Uzi's at the mall. It's me. He's going to shop anyway.
Yeah. Kendrick also won a few. Yeah. So he walked away victorious. Coming up next, we got to get into how did Big Al's... Was it a date?
Bumble meetup?
It was a meetup.
How did Big Al's meet at my bar go?
Did he learn his lesson from his last one? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed it earlier, we're hooking you up with the winter warm-up this week, thanks to visitflorida.com. We want to send you to the Beacon South Beach in Miami, Florida. We give you the temperature down at Beacon South Beach every day, right? And then you go to kidnation.com and you enter that after you sign up. And then we pick, at random, one of the correct answers.
Yeah.
Apparently, our website was not expecting as much traffic as it got, so it's been going in and out. But again, you have till noon to do it, noon central.
All 47 of y'all must have logged on at the same time.
So again, if you tried and it was acting sketchy and it wasn't getting on and you weren't able to log on, it's okay. You have till noon today and every day to put in the temperature. And again, the temperature today, 73. That's what we tell you it is when we look it up.
Don't need to go to the Weather Channel, all that.
Yeah, you might get it wrong. You got to give the one we give you. 73 this morning, kidnation.com is where you do that. And again, if it's acting up still, just wait a little bit. It'll be back for you. Speaking of being back, Big Al Max back in the game.
Back in the game, man. Back in the game.
Yeah.
So Saturday morning, I decided to, around 9 o'clock, Kelly, decided to actually pick up the phone and make a phone call to a Bumble-E.
Oh, okay.
Look at you. Now, you've been single now for what?
Since the summer,
right? So over 6 months.
Since June, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you're finally getting out there.
Yep. So anyway, so I actually made a phone call. I was going to be in the car for 20 minutes on this drive I was making, so...
Use the time wisely.
Use the time wisely. So, make a phone call. Chance answers, and we talked for a little bit. We've never talked on the phone.
Get all nervous.
I can't even describe it. We
get all nervous.
Right. Now, the moment you hear her voice is a big deal, right?
Yeah. I mean, a huge deal, but it was nice hearing.
Was she expecting your call, or you just blindsided her?
No, just called out of the blue.
Okay.
Did you give her the sexy sounding voice, or did you give her a regular Al?
No, I just gave her a regular Al. You know I did.
Change.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
So she was on her way to take a dog that she was adopting or fostering or something like that to a dog trail. So she didn't have a lot of time to talk, and but we talked for a little bit, and she told me that she lives 30-40 minutes away, but she was going to a party Saturday night that was going to be 9 blocks away from my restaurant. So now we had a party to go to as well, so that kind of worked out perfect. So while I was at my party, our party, she was at her party, and then afterwards I sent her a text message and said, hey, is your party still going? It was also like 6 to 9.
And you're dressed nice.
Yeah.
You're ready to hang out with somebody.
I actually had on a suit.
Yeah.
So I get back to the restaurant, and she sends me another text. Hey, I'm getting ready to start heading your way.
Yeah.
And she said, "Can you walk down?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can do that." I've never been asked to do that, but yeah.
Walk down. What do you mean?
Walk down to where she was. She's in a building 9 blocks away from me. She's not real familiar with the area.
And she doesn't want to walk alone.
Uh-huh.
Herself.
So you said yes.
I'm like, yeah.
Well done.
I appreciate her.
She's
expecting something.
And you gave her that in return. That's fine.
She just showed you how she expects to be treated. I like that.
I like that about her too.
Not a problem. So I walk down and we walk back, get a little chatty in, a little talky.
Any holding hands or not yet?
I don't think so.
I don't know when to do that, right?
No, not yet.
It's too soon.
If we did, it was only because it was kind of chilly. and maybe getting a little hand warm. But so we walk in, and I mean, as soon as I hit the door, one of my guys, my employees, I need you now.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh.
And that's why you don't take your first date to where you work.
You couldn't tell I'm on a date, dude.
So I did have to temporarily, briefly.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
What was the emergency? Just a vague idea.
Could they have handled it without you?
It must have been small because I don't even remember what it was. It was something not.
So the answer is yes.
It was something not huge.
Yeah.
But anyway, it didn't take. I said, I'm sorry for abandoning you. Come over here. And I kind of hang out in the same little area all the time.
Did you have the VIP area?
Yeah.
With literally a 14-inch red rope that separates you from everyone else.
We're hanging out in VIP because that's the way I roll.
Yeah.
It's made up of two stools.
So anyway, I go up after I introduce her to a few friends. They like her. Everybody's kind of getting along. She owns a business. We're kind of talking.
She owns a business?
Yeah, kind of chatty a little bit.
So two entrepreneurs just hanging out together.
Yeah. So then it's time for, we had been talking about karaoke and what's your karaoke song and blah, blah, blah. And she has sang before, but she doesn't sing as much as I do.
Oh, well, who does?
So then it's time for me to do my session, my karaoke session.
You got to pick a good song because now you got a girl that's potential.
Yeah. So I go up and I sing happy birthday to everybody. We do that on Saturday night, sing happy birthday, and I sing my song. And, you know, when you sing a song and you think you're halfway decent,
right,
at it, you kind of come back like with your chest poked out a little bit.
Yeah,
like let me see how the little woman thought of that performance. You know?
Yeah. Was she gone? So,
she didn't even hear. No, she wasn't gone.
Oh, that would have been great.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is not for me. I'm out of here.
Oh yeah.
What'd she say? Compliment you?
She didn't acknowledge it that much. She just, oh, that was interesting.
Oh,
what did you sing?
What did I sing? I sang Nothing on You, Bruno Mars.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's old.
You got to make eye contact with her when you do that, though.
Yeah. But I should have that. Maybe that. Doggone it, Jason.
Yeah.
Just
point at her. Nothing on you.
Yeah, nothing on you, babe. And then look at her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you not worried? That looks really attention seeking.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
worried.
No, I'm not worried.
Not worried about
that.
Not
worried.
Yeah.
And I'm an attention-seeking person. So, that's me. I'm doing that. So, we actually had a pretty good night.
And you bought her drinks.
I bought her drinks.
She didn't spend any money?
Actually, I made her drinks.
Nice.
So, I went back and got her a custom list of drinks. Whiskey, neat.
Wow.
What's whiskey neat? Is that without ice?
It's without, yeah.
Yeah, no. just straight up.
Just a big shot.
Yeah, basically what it is.
And then we Uber, on the way to Uber her back.
Sexy, man. A woman that orders whiskey neat. That's kind of sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got an edge.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, okay, I'll show you a picture. You probably like her, Kelly.
Okay.
And then we went and got some fast food.
Good. Oh.
Oh.
Hey, now.
Fast food.
Fast food.
Really?
And
so,
then?
Uber.
And then?
Uber her home, to her friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, she lost her wallet.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah. But the date actually went, I don't call it a date. I'll call it a meetup, a get acquainted.
Well, you went and picked her up, walked her, and then you took her out for some food afterwards. I would say that qualifies.
Ubered with her.
You Ubered with her.
That's better than just putting her in an Uber and saying, see ya.
I feel like that qualifies as a first date.
I think it does.
Yeah.
You're going to have to label it.
Okay.
That was your first?
So this was Saturday night.
Yes.
What was the follow-up Sunday?
Just a phone call.
Wow.
Just a phone call.
You followed up and everything.
Yeah. Good phone call.
Look at you, Al Mac.
Mm. How about that? Am I doing better?
Yes.
Better.
Yep.
I don't have I'm going to let that go. Yeah, that's good.
All right. You're marinating that.
Wow, Al. You're
learning and growing and developing.
Yeah. Almost had a double booking, which would have been bad.
Yeah, that would have been.
Because this other girl, Bumbly, said, hey, I'm in the neighborhood of your establishment. Should I come over?
No.
Nope.
Like,
ignore it.
Bedtime. No.
Yeah, just ignore that one.
Yeah,
or either just
to.
Say, I'm getting ready to leave. That's kind
to.
Of a lie.
I had to.
So are you going to see her again?
Probably. I mean, we haven't made a plan.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know.
You
maybe.
Would like to.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, set a date for, like, Thursday.
So we can start coming up with a nickname for her.
No.
No.
Bumbleentica.
Too soon for nicknames.
Too soon? Okay. Maybe after date number two?
Maybe. We'll see.
Look at you, Al.
I'm excited, Al.
The girls aren't mad at you today? That's good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a move. That's a major move in the right
direction.
That's right. Bro, that was great. Well done, sir.
Major.
Really good.
No smooch?
What about, no.
No smooch.
I probably was a little too handsy, but.
What?
How is handsy?
Hold on, bro.
Handsy on me.
You can't say you were too handsy.
In fact, I probably said, sorry if I'm a little handsy.
Oh.
Oh. Al was handsy all night, by the way.
What happened?
It wasn't anything bad, but, you know. I was just like, you know.
Touch it. Stacey, remember I told you earlier that night.
Yes.
We did the Mardi Gras line. Yeah. And Al.
I wouldn't stop touching Jenna.
No one was touching anymore, but Al still had his hands on my hips.
It's been the whole 7 months, people.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I was fine with it.
You're too handsy.
Yeah, I'll grab it on Jenna. I haven't grabbed on a woman for this long in a long time. I'm not letting go.
I did. I looked back at one moment, and Al had the widest eyes. Like, his eyes were wide open, like, yes.
My hips. Yeah.
Jenna can barely breathe.
I was fine with it, actually. I was cool.
Oh, handsy Al Mack. Well done, sir.
Yep.
Jenna's also in the search. Well, actually, her mom is searching for her.
Gosh, the only interaction I had with a male this weekend was an altercation I got into in the parking lot with some scammer. That was literally the only male conversation.
Well, lucky for you, your mom's working for you.
She is, and there's been progress in this.
Okay, we'll get to sort of know the guy Jenna's mom's trying to hook her up with.
Yeah.
And see how this works out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters to Kelly coming up in about 30 minutes, Kid Nation. Go to KidNation.com if you want to write a love letter to Kelly. We were talking about Quidditch earlier on in the show. And I have been sent some videos and pictures from members of Kid Nation.
Okay.
And it looks awesome. It looks awesome.
Really?
We might actually have to play this on one of our fun day outs. Because we're going to start doing that, remember?
What is it again?
You have a broomstick. And they're using balls, and they're trying to throw it through the holes.
So you have to just hop around on a broomstick?
Basically.
You hop around on a broomstick, but and where do the balls come in?
They're high, because you're supposed to technically be flying through the air.
Yeah, you got
to
get
so
around.
The hoops are, or, you know, the holes are high.
I didn't get the rules yet or how they properly play, but just based on the videos,
you
it looks...
You got to get the book.
You gotta, yeah, it looks really fun.
Huh.
It's not like the book. Like, in the book, they're actually flying and stuff, obviously, but, yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. A lot of nicknames are coming in for your date, Big Al Mack.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Bumblicious.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble Bay. And the most popular one, which I think Kid Nation has named her, Bumbleina. Like Thumbelina. Bumbleina.
Bumbleina.
Well, there's going to be so many Bumbles that we have to... She needs to be, like, neat.
Might need to hold off.
Because if, you know, say if I end up dating somebody else or whatever, then I... Also meet on Bumble.
Right, you can't give away the Bumble name for that.
I guess you just gotta pick the most memorable thing about her.
Which is neat.
Drinks whiskey neat. Yeah.
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 Which is pretty cool.
Or her mane. She has pretty hair.
Also, how come JC keeps saying championship on the show? Oh, that we adopted that.
We adopted a buddy of mine that I saw at a gas station like 2 or 3 days ago. I hadn't seen him in a while. Ran up to him. I said, hey, man. This is when I learned a new black name, a black word. I said, hey, man, what's happening? Oh, man, everything's championship.
How cool is that?
I had never heard that.
So we decided we're going to go with that.
I learned a new one, too, Al.
Okay, what you got?
I see you dripping. That's slang for looking fly.
Oh.
my black friend wrote me.
I feel like I'd get slapped for that.
Or you need to go to the clinic.
I would have thought that they'd been wearing a lot of jewelry, like dripping jewels.
Yep.
I thought that was dripping.
He's hip. He knows. And so he responded to a story, and he said, I see you dripping.
Oh, is he your buddy that does the fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows how to talk, right?
Like ice. Yeah, okay.
I see you dripping.
Which just means looking...
Looking right.
Fly.
Yeah.
Well, Jenna, apparently this person thinks you're dripping.
Who?
From the text, can I get Jenna's mom's number?
No.
I'm great with moms, and I want to explain to her why I'm the best guy for Jenna.
Oh.
I promise she will love me, and Jenna will too.
It's fine. Candy has low standards.
I think Jenna's the most beautiful woman ever.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So call me Jenna or her mom. Mm. Apparently, getting to Jenna, you need to talk to her mom.
You do. Yeah,
it might be kind of cool to set up some FaceTime interviews between your mom and prospective suitors.
How about I do that through any match on Bumble?
Yeah.
Just put them in touch with Candy.
And then she pre-screens for you.
Where did she find the latest bachelor for you?
Okay, so I think we have some audio of this, but Candy and I were social the other night, and we went to my dog's... the dog's daycare. They had an event, and Candy wanted to... We obviously don't get out much.
What did you just say?
So this audience...
Dog event.
The dog daycare event.
Okay.
We have human daycare owners. Events. Why not dogs?
It's actually kind of weird because the dogs weren't outside. This is where I saw the hot chef from the nice sushi restaurant. They were serving food, and it's really great, but it's funny because the dogs aren't out there, but the humans are out there where the dogs play.
Right.
And the dogs are either gone for the day or still in their, you know, little... pens inside. Yeah. So all the humans are hanging out. But anyway, Candy and I, that's why it's loud. There's a lot of people in this audio, and it's by the airport. So there's a lot of noise.
Got it.
But Candy tells me, I had to record her, she tells me that she found a new hot guy for me.
What?
Jenna, I have the cutest guy. Do you know who Jason Momoa is?
Yes.
Yes. There's this guy that works next door to the florist. It's the Shell in the convenience store. His dad owns it. He comes in to help his dad. A couple hours every afternoon, he looks like Jason Momoa. He's so cute. You need to come check him out.
He works in the gas station. How old is he?
Your age.
What?
Late 20s to your age.
I'm not late 20s.
To your age. I can't tell anymore, but definitely around your age. And he's cute, and he comes in to help his dad, and he's really shy, and he's really nice, and he's always dressed nice, and he smells good. Always know he's in there when I open the door. Just go look at him.
Go look at him.
When is he there? What are his shifts?
So he's there usually from noon to 3.
How does she know?
Somewhere in there.
Do you at all feel it's creepy that you know a young guy's shifts?
No. Because I'm trying to set him up with some of y'all, because he's just too cute.
Some of y'all.
With the other girls your age that works for the florist. I send them down there.
Shouldn't you have your daughters back?
Yes, I do. So go. They've already seen him.
So your mom's stalking people.
Yes. How creepy. How often does she go to the gas station?
She knows his... schedule.
Another great shift.
So
noon
this
to 3.
Better.
I want that
love
shift.
To work noon
this
to 3.
Actually gets better. So I trust Candy. She knows my type. And if she, not that Jason Momoa is my type, he's a little superhero for me. I mean, he's
too buff?
So buff and big, but he's a good looking guy. So I'm telling later that night, I'm telling my best friend Mackenzie, we FaceTime all the time. So I'm laying in bed telling her that Candy's being crazy. Candy's trying to set me up with someone she's never even met that works in the gas station.
He smells good though.
And so I'm telling Mackenzie the story. She goes, oh my gosh, I know who she's talking about. This guy is so good looking.
Oh.
He helped me. I had a situation. She was upset. She thought she should have gotten air in her tire for free or whatever she was doing. The machine was jammed. But she remembers
the
guy from this gas station.
Okay, so that's good.
So I'm like, he must be really eye-catching if my best girlfriend remembers him from a gas station, too. So... my best girlfriend went yesterday.
Okay.
We were doing our podcast. We're starting a podcast. She told me yesterday that she actually went to the gas station this weekend because I think she's really trying to investigate. I don't know. Apparently the women in my life really want me to find someone to be with, so much so that she's going out of her way to try and find this guy.
Okay.
And she says it was a little disappointing. She says that he doesn't have a whole lot of personality. I guess she tried to engage him in conversation.
Oh.
And that she was like, no, he wasn't what I remembered. Well, so, yep. But I'm still going to go check it out.
Yeah,
so
you're still going to go.
His dad owns the gas station and he helps out. But Mackenzie said he looks very young. So Candy's off on the ages because I am 33.
Uh-huh.
I'm fine saying that. I don't want to date a guy that's super young because they're not where I'm at in my life. I don't want to date a guy in his 20s. Maybe for a weekend.
Will you fill up or will you just get like $4 or $5 with the gas? I would judge you if you just got like a small amount of gas.
Oh, I got gas this morning. I was on empty. I almost didn't make it to work.
You could just buy a snack.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a snack.
Yeah.
Well, you just go in there and shop and have the little trash in your head. The little piece of
that's
trash.
That's my new move. on my head.
So yeah, Jenna puts trash on herself.
No, unintentionally. I have lint. This happened one time.
Yeah, trash lint.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll let you guys know. I'll go scope it out, but I'm not in a super rush. Not for a 24-year-old guy.
You got to buy something that starts conversation, too. So that lets them know you're single.
I don't need the excuse. I'll start the conversation.
Where's your adult section?
It's usually that's behind the counter.
Hey, I'm happy I have friends and mom on the prowl because then I don't have to do it. Yeah. And they know me pretty well. They know my type.
What's your adult single section? Yeah, Jenna.
Yeah.
That could be it, though. Candy's on to something. Mackenzie likes him, too. Thinks he's good looking.
Yeah.
You'll probably think he's
good
looking.
He didn't have a lot of personality, but I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't feeling chatty.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday.
A lot of pressure working at the gas station.
So you're going today, right?
Decisions got to make.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I'm pretty busy. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go if I pass it. I don't think I'm going to go stalk.
Got to get that long stick.
You want me to go just to post a Snapchat?
Yeah.
So everyone can see him.
We're all curious of Jason Momoa.
All right, I'm on it this week. I'll figure it out.
Or we could just get the gas station's number and call him.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's
no,
weird.
Too much? Okay. Jenna will catch us up with that in the next couple days when she happens to go by the gas station without meaning to. But she drives past.
We'll be creepy and take a picture.
Oops, I'm already full.
Yeah.
Oops, I dropped this.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good news, Kid Nation. Your tax is normally due on April 15th, but this year you have until the 17th.
Bonus!
Extra 2 days. It's almost time to get those refunds.
And today is, I think I read in that same little article, JC, today is the first day of the tax season? Like,
yeah. Today is the official start of the 2018 tax season.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right, Al. Correct on that one. And we get two extra days.
Everybody's gotten those W-2s by now, I think.
Yep.
All that.
I misplaced mine, but I'll find it.
I think I know
it's
where
it's somewhere
mine
in my house.
Is.
I know it's in my house. It's just, did my kids grab it and color on it? That's the question.
It is a nice blank envelope to write to-do list.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. All right, it's time for our love expert. She's in the building. It's time for a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
I think we all came in on a bad note there.
Yeah, I was off.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a different mic, Jenna.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 35, and I've been a single female for the last 2.5 years. I've taken a break from the dating world to work on myself after 2 very challenging relationships and taking care of my 3-year-old son. I've now found myself in a new relationship, and this person is incredible. They have the most beautiful soul, and I found myself completely falling in love. I've been able to really get to know this person and take our time with developing a relationship, and they love my child and I love their 2 children. The dilemma I face is this person is female as well.
Oh.
My family has never known me to be in a same-sex relationship, nor have any of my friends. How do I go about introducing her to my circle of people as my girlfriend in hopes of not losing all of my current relationships, Carla?
You just gotta do it. What is your option? Keep it in secret? I wouldn't do a big mass, hey, everybody, here she is. That might be
Did you guys
kind of awkward.
Lesbian?
Save that.
Maybe
save
just,
that.
A, you know, individually, just take them one at a time. You know, a dinner here, a dinner there, invite people over. Yeah, I mean, but you want to live out loud.
Hey, you found love.
I'll never forget this. I'm not going to mention names, but this man I know who is no longer with us, he was... He knew he was gay.
Kid? No.
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 No. He knew he was gay.
Kid was
but
gay.
He grew,
laughed
up
at
a,
that.
He grew up in an environment in a part of the, in the South and very religious family. And, you know, it was not very acceptable to be gay. So he grew up, he tried to marry a woman, it did not work out, and then finally, after years and years, he was in his 30s, he decided, I'm going to finally just live my life as a gay man.
Yeah.
Certain people never accepted that in his family, but very shortly after he decided to live his life, he was diagnosed with a terminal illness and ended up dying.
Aww.
And he just... thinks of all the time he lived hiding, the time that was lost, that, you know, not all of his relationships survived, you know, not a lot of people still accept that.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more accepted, but I just feel so, my heart breaks for him that he didn't live his life.
Because he was happier once he came out,
right? And he finally came out and he had that burden lifted. Granted, not everyone accepted it, but he was happy and he was free. And then his life was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never... tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Sometimes you just gotta...
And look,
you never know. Sometimes I just went to dinner with my gay next-door neighbors that have been married for 5 years. And they were telling us all about their relationship and how one of the guy's parents were not very accepting of it. But that they've grown to be accepting because they're like, they see me so happy every day of my life. And they love my partner. And that can sometimes make... people who were judgmental right. before exactly. turn the corner when they see their child really happy.
It doesn't change you. It doesn't right. change you as a person.
People are scared of what they don't know.
Right.
And it's easy to judge somebody until you're like, oh, my brother's gay? Oh, my child is gay? Well, I still love them. There's, you know, yeah, it's right. like, you might be surprised by the reactions, but I wouldn't blindside everybody in like a group big party. Hey, be my girlfriend.
I'll just tell them though.
You could do it one-on-one yeah. and, you know, this is it. And I hope you can support me because I'm happy. And, you know, I know it might take you some time. You can't expect everybody to suddenly like, this is the most wonderful thing ever. It might take a minute for some people to wrap their brain around that.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't make them bad people that they come to it a little slower.
Right.
But, you know, give them a chance.
And you might lose people, but you're going to gain so many more people, too.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah. And a lot of those people, like Kelly said, they will come around eventually. They'll notice that you're still the same person.
Or they might not.
Or they might not. But you'll gain people trust. Good advice, Kelly. That's a good story right there.
Well, it just breaks my heart for that person.
Yeah.
They lived their truth for about 3 years.
That and she needed to hear that, probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she knows.
Love letters to Kelly.
Much better that time. The singing?
Better, yours better was. Notes. Yes, much yours better. Was. Mine's always like equally as terrible.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So let's dive into it.
Okay.
My fiance and I have been together for over 2 years, engaged for one. We planned a destination for destination nuptials last summer, but found out we were expecting a few months later, so we delayed the wedding. Fast forward to yesterday. Our baby's here. We live together. I started working again, so we met up for lunch before making our final decision on a resort. I was supposed to call on Monday with our final numbers and location to put our initial deposit with our travel agent.
I already hear it coming.
So we begin talking, and he drops a bomb saying, yeah, I don't want to get married to someone that has school debt and is not even using their degree. I think we should wait until you pay more of your school stuff off. He proceeds to tell me that I can prove that if I can prove my debts will not be his, then we can get married this year. I have never once asked for him to make a student loan payment for me, nor pay any of my financial obligations, because I know they are my responsibility. I was in tears and I left. Yeah. I was humiliated. I can't say that word. Humiliated.
Humiliated. That's fine.
Upset, sad, devastated. And might I add that my credit score is just under 700.
Okay.
What do I do? How do I save face?
Here's you go. I feel like I've been drinking.
Sure.
I thought you were going to come a little bit different. I thought you were going to say, hey, he doesn't want to do the big wedding that I've always dreamed of, the destination
right.
wedding. That's what I thought.
Keep it
you
small
were
or whatever.
That.
Yeah, nope.
Keep it small. And that would be demonstrating financial responsibility at this point. It's like, if you're already in such, I mean, that's bad. He's blindsiding with you now, since mm-hmm. you've already been living like a married couple, acting like a married couple, making babies like a, you know, now he's going to tell you. Maybe it's more of the money that he's worried about. So what if you just don't have the big expensive wedding? Why don't you just go to the Justice of the Peace, have a few friends over for a piece of cake and a bottle of champagne and say, hey, we're married. Why put yourself in more debt when you've got all this other debt hanging over you?
And he doesn't want to do it with her.
Well, I'm saying that if he comes, maybe the idea of adding more debt is what's making him nervous. Hmm. You know, it's like, why don't we just say, hey, the money I was going to spend on this wedding, I'm going to put it toward my student loan debt. And let's, you know, and then the big wedding is for what at this point? You've done all the everything, but I know it's your dream.
Yeah, pay your loans off with that wedding money. But
yeah,
just get rid of that.
If you want to be, what he said, that was callous and awful.
Yeah.
And that was probably not the right timing. Y'all could have had this conversation a lot sooner than. But babies happen, and there you go.
School debt happens.
But why? Yeah, the big destination wedding. Why would you add yourself? Why would you put yourself even further in the hole when you've got all this other debt hanging over you? If it's important for you just to be married and have it in paper, then go to the Justice of the Peace or have a member of your family do something small in your backyard and have. You know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be just as beautiful without adding that financial stress.
I heard he's just trying to leave. That's what I heard.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, because as a dude,
to me, it sounds like he's just trying to get out.
Men, it comes down to men is money.
It does.
It's
stressing, and they're going to have to take care of someone.
Yeah, it's for men, it's money, and I'm sorry, but that's the truth when it comes to divorce, child support, when it comes to money, men suddenly, it's just.
I understand that, but most people that are getting married in their 20s and mid 20s, which I assume that's them. They're going to have some school debt.
Yeah, they are.
And
like I said, this conversation should have come up a long time ago, but it didn't.
There you go.
Yeah, they had a kid already, so there's a baby involved now.
Let's get ourselves financially on track, and let's, you know, start off with a more sound why don't we do this? Let's take all that money I was going to put on this wedding. How much was that going to be? And let's put it towards the debt, and let's get married and put off a big fancy wedding, maybe.
This is when it happens when you want everything when you're 20. You want to have a baby. You want to get married. You
everybody
want a wedding. Wait 10 years, you'll want everything different.
Everybody wants what they want when they want it now. And that's not always a smart way to go. I'm not saying to end the relationship or anything, but maybe have a new discussion about why are we having this big destination wedding, which you know, I have all this debt. Which, by the way, I've never asked you to pay towards it. But then again, once you get married, what's
yours it all comes
his,
together,
and it is his debt. Yeah. And now he's suddenly thinking, oh, now he's thinking about the money.
Yeah, discuss debt.
Definitely.
It is huge. You got to run credit checks on people.
You got to come clean with how much you owe, because so many people get married and then find out what their other person's credit card debt is.
Yeah.
That ain't pretty.
Right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm not in a relationship. In fact, I've been single for a few years. I've dated plenty within that time and always open to the possibility of meeting someone worthwhile. I'd identify myself with Jenna. I love my dogs. I'm good looking, easygoing, independent. I don't press on moving too fast or having extreme expectations. Mm. I've done the whole Tinder Bumble thing. I'm starting to feel so hopeless. My dates are with quality men. I'm pretty picky, and it seems to be a great time with mutual attraction and chemistry, but I rarely find myself past a second date. Guys often ghost me. But the funny thing is they come back around after a few weeks or so.
Hey.
But by that time, the door's closed. Is it me? Is it them? I think I'm a total catch. Just like no, she didn't say that. What advice would you give to the single listeners who are actively putting themselves out there only to be left hanging and wondering where it went wrong? Rena.
Hey, why are you closing the door if they come back after a couple weeks? I don't understand.
Remember, they're bumbling around, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know,
test the waters.
Everybody's still, everybody's still bumbling, and, you know, it's not that you're, okay, I've met you, now I've got to drop everything. When they're coming back, give the guy a second chance.
That means they thought of you, right?
Now, are you, what are you giving up? Are you giving up
on the first or the second date?
Yeah.
I mean, how are these dates going? If you give up something really quickly, and then they leave, and a few weeks they come back, that's what they're coming back
for. You know what they want.
But maybe, but if you're not giving it up and you're sparkling a little personality, they just went out there and they realized, you know what, these other girls don't have what Rena had. Hmm. I want to see if Rena's still available. You're like, no, you didn't call me back after the second date, so no. Okay, why don't you give that guy another
chance?
I think
that's the thing that happens with some of us, is that most of us have gotten on the dating app after the demise of a relationship where we were treated terribly, and we think, no, I'm only going to settle now.
No.
You build yourself up. You're like, I'm only going to settle for someone that appreciates me and respects me from the jump.
Yeah.
And sometimes that doesn't happen. Yeah. I mean, my advice is just to keep doing. That's what I do. Not every moment of every day doesn't have to be, and I'm sure Kelly would agree, like, it doesn't have to be every time you go out, you're looking for a guy. Or every time you're on the dating app, it's like, I'm just trying to find a man.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have to be open to it. But for me, like, I'm going to dinner with my next door neighbors. I'm going to an event. I'm going to do different things. Join a different gym. Just doing different things. Putting yourself in a situation where you're going to meet different people.
Yeah.
Don't close the door to these guys that come back.
That'll happen.
Right.
Because you don't know what happened. You're not even giving them a chance. Like I said, you might be that lingering thought in the back of their mind. You know, that was a nice date, this Rena girl, but wow, I got this boobalicious one on Bumble. I'm going to go check her out first.
Boobalicious.
And then he realizes, that's not what I wanted. I wanted that nice girl like Rena, but Rena's feelings were hurt because, you know, you closed the door.
Keep that door open.
Why is the door closed?
Close it, but don't lock it.
Leave a crack a little
bit. Leave it ajar.
Leave
a crack. Yeah.
Put a little wind in there.
Yeah.
That's the only advice I can give you based upon what you told me.
Solid advice.
At least with a doggy door. You know,
Put
a doggy door.
Don't make a man crawl through a doggy door.
Because those guys are dogs anyway, so yeah, we want a doggy door. A decent sized one. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. She will answer all your problems again on Wednesday.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.